So Oprah and Stedman have been together forever, and she's finally telling us why they never tied the knot. Now, first of all, she admits that she thought he was a player in the beginning.
Ooh,
yeah,
Stedman.
She said he was so handsome, and that's about all she knew about him. And she thought he was too handsome to be interested in her.
Huh.
And she figured that meant he was a player. And actually, her producers on her show did, too. They warned her, don't get involved with that guy.
That's Stedman.
Pretty much based on his appearance alone. Yeah, Stedman the stud. Turns out he wasn't a player, and he actually did propose to Oprah back in 1993.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't know that.
Yeah.
And she said yes, but she said even at the time she had doubts. And she realized that she didn't want a marriage. What she wanted was to be asked, was to be proposed to. She wanted to know that he felt that she was worthy of being his wife, basically. But at the time, and still now, work was her priority, and she didn't really want to make the sacrifice of marriage. It didn't seem exciting to her. So they both agree now that had they tied the knot, they would not still be together today. They know that about their relationship.
So did she say no when he proposed? Did she say no? Nope,
she
good.
Said yes.
Okay.
And then it was sort of like later on they were talking. She's like, but do we really want to get married? Is that what we want? Yeah. By the way, she says the reason their relationship works so well is because he created an identity beyond being just Oprah's man, which would be very important. He is a really smart, successful guy on his in his own right.
Yeah, he's an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Exactly. Do you want a little relationship advice from Oprah?
Sure, I'll never say no.
I would take it. You know who didn't take it? I remember Justin Bieber when he was being interviewed by Oprah back in the day. And he said, by the age of 25, I want to be married with kids. And she said, I think you should rethink that. I think you should reconsider. Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound like a great idea, but he went ahead and married Hailey Baldwin. So.
We'll see who's going to be right.
Okay, Oprah's tip for you in your relationship. We'll actually hear it from Oprah herself. Take a listen.
If your man puts a flower on your mind, you don't need one in a vase. So you want a man who puts a flower on your mind so that it's Valentine's Day every day.
Yo, you guys going to take that?
So what's a flower on the mind?
Put the flower on the mind. It means make you feel that way. Like put you in that mindset in the way that you feel when somebody brings you flowers.
Okay.
Find somebody who makes you feel like that every day and then you don't actually need the flowers in the vase.
Oh, I actually thought it meant get your lover flowers every single day.
Oh,
which
that's what you took away
expensive.
From. Oh,
you can do that too, Annie. It'd be a lot more expensive.
It's going to be a lot harder than I thought to explain.
Very costly, Oprah.
She just meant get a guy. She said every year for Valentine's Day, Stedman gets her flowers from all of the dogs, actually.
Aww.
No, she said she's over it.
Stedman.
She said it's time to move on from that. But it's more about making like those little moments happen all the day and all the time, every day. And it doesn't have to be about a big expensive bouquet or anything like that.
Okay. Advice from Oprah.
All right. I'm Nikki, and that is your biz. And coming up, we've got your chance to beat Sam. He actually went down yesterday, which was an amazing moment.
Down in flames.
An amazing moment. Let's try to make it two in a row, okay? Your chance to win $100, the Black Eyed Peas on the way, and Fuji's up first. No Woman, No Cry. Good morning.